to be afraid. Shema chavru. Maybe the person that fell down there was a chavru. Rashi says, you're there, luchosh. He knows how to like talk to the snakes. He could chant with them, and therefore they don't kill him. But the more of a tanakam, what's this wrong with tanakama? Agav itzitza maskile. That since you fell down on the snakes and he gave them a bang, for sure they're going to bite you back. Marshenkin Rashi says, Naguv shalaroyis, that's a wider place there, the den of the lions. So it doesn't have to be you fell on top of them. Maybe you only fell next to them. And maybe punk them, they weren't hungry. So therefore he holds, but you fell into the lions. You can't say this unless you really see him dead. Marshenkin and the snakes, there for sure the snakes ate him up. Or bit him and killed him. Tana Rabbonin, no full terkiv shenesh. Somebody falls into a hot furnace, midin olov, olov. You could say this to his wife, that for sure he's dead. Layeru malaya yain, let's say he falls into a big pot cooking of hot wine, the shemna of oil, midin olov, also you could say this, that for sure he's dead. Mishum Rabach Omrush, in name of Rabach, they say over, shel shemen midin olov. If you saw him fall into a big pot of oil that's cooking up, for sure he's dead. Like, what do you want to say? Maybe, like, it spilled over. But even if the oil spills over, it'll only make the fire burn stronger and bigger, so for sure it's going to die. Mashenken shel yain, if he fell into a big pot of wine, ain't needed a love, then you can't say this, that for sure he's dead. It could be when he fell in, the wine overflowed and put out the fire, and therefore maybe he doesn't die. Or Mulod, they said back to him, no. True, at the beginning, when the wine overflows, maybe puts out the coals a little bit. But right away it's going to blow up again, and Avada, there'll still be a fire there, and Avada, we know more that he's dead, therefore he could tell the Aedist, his wife, that he's back dead. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll turn in one more tape, the next tape, we'll finish the Masechta Mitzvashim. Yeah, we're holding Daf Kufcha Falus Amid Beis. Came by the top of the two dots. Says Gan Omer Rav Meir, Maisa Biecha Shenofel Abor HaGodol. Rav Meir's shita is that a person, Vice says, could live in the water even for 3 days. And therefore, even though the Mayim is Yeshlem Soif, you could see all four corners of the water, still you can't say this, that the husband is dead. If you see a man drowned there, you can't tell his wife that he's dead. So the Mora says, Tanya, Omrulele Rav Meir. The Chum said back to Rav Meir, no, ain't maskirin Maisa Nisim. Like your case, if it happened, the person was lost in the water for 3 days, and then he came up after 3 days, that is a ness. You can't bring a proof from there to other places. So Gemara says, my Maisa Nisim, what was the big ness that happened over here? So Mashma the Rashi explains, it wasn't just the ness, the fact he lived for 3 days in the water. Mashma the Chum say, I don't know what the pshat is, but according to Ramea, that's what that could be. A person could live for 3 days in the water. But there was another ness, something else happened here, that he stayed alive because of a ness. So Gemara says, what was the other ness? Elaim, if you want to tell me, since he didn't eat and didn't drink for 3 days, and that's a ness. For the Gemara notebook, see if the Pasuk says, I want you to fast, like for 3 days, it's brought there in my Tainus system. For 3 days they fasted. You see, it's possible not to eat and not to drink for 3 days, and still you could live. What was Shveh here? If the person was in the water for 3 days, he didn't sleep. And a person can't go for 3 days without sleep. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan said, Shavua Shle Ishan, Shleisha Yomen. If somebody makes a Shavua, that he's not going to sleep for the next 3 days. So the locher is Malkin Oisoi. We give him Malkus right away. It's called like a Shavua Shov. That's not a Shavua that's possible to be Mekayim to do it. So therefore, right now, it's not Chal the Shavua, but it has a shame, Shavua Shov. The Yoshin Lealter, and the person is allowed to go to sleep right now, because we say it's not Chal at all. So you see, a person can't go 3 days without sleep. So it says, Rabbi Meir, my timer. See, if so, like, how could Rabbi Meir bring a Raya from this Maisa, the Chur was a nest, Bechlav, that he stayed alive without sleeping? Some Rav Kana says, keep an agave, keep him heavy. No, there was like piles on top of piles in the water that it's possible he could lie down there and fall asleep there. So even in the water, it's possible for him to fall asleep. So it's not a nest that he went without sleeping because he did sleep. But he went in the water for 3 days. That's where Meir holds. That could be he could live there for 3 days. For Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin hold? For Rabbonin, the Shishav, it was very slippery there. So it's not possible to go to sleep there. If you put your head down at any like corner, you'd slip right off. So it's not possible to sleep there. For Rabbi Meir, Meir says, It's not possible that he can't hold on to something for a little bit and fall asleep. So that wasn't the nest for the fact he stayed there 3 days without sleeping, because he did sleep for at least something, at least a little bit. He stayed in the water for 3 days. Therefore, it may hold as possible a person could live there. Therefore, it may hold a pialacha. If you see a person drowned, you can't say that he's dead, even though it's water, sheesh lem sight, that you can see all four corners, you do not see him come up. Because it's possible somehow he lived there. Tana Rabbanan, we're going to maisa like this. Maisa bebito shenechunye chayfasichin. It was a story once the daughter of Nechunya Chayfasichin, they called him the name Chunya, because he was like a tzaddik, he was very makbid, he was always used to dig ditches of water for the other regalim. He was like Moisa Nefesh to make sure they always had water to drink for them and for their animals. So it happened to once that this tzaddik, Nechunya, his daughter, Shenofel Bar HaGadol, she fell into the big bar like she was drowning there. Ubol V'yodila Rabbi Chanina Ben Daisa. They told the Chanina Ben Daisa what happened, that Rabbi Nechunya's daughter fell into the bar. So Shor Rishonim Lehem Shalom. The first hour we said there's peace, don't worry. Shini Yom Lehem Shalom. The second hour we said also there's peace. Shlishis, when the third hour passed by, Yom Lehem, also, for sure she got up already. That was the Maisa. So Omar Lo, so they spoke to the daughter and said, Biti, Nihelcha, who saved you? Like, how come you were saved from the drowning? Omar Loi, she said back, Zohar Shavachelim. A male ram came there. Nizdam Levi Zokin Manhigra. It was a Zokin like Musam Eliyahu HaNavi. Rashi says, there Avram, it was Avram that came and saved me. So Amrullah, they went back to Rabbi Chanina ben Dais and said to him, Novi Yato, are you a Novi? Like, how did you know she didn't die? Amrullah, he answered back, Loi Novi Anuchi, Loi Ben Novi Anuchi. I'm not a Novi, and I'm not the son of a Novi. Elo Dover Shat Sadik Misasik Boy Yichsho Boy Zaroi. Now it can't be that something her father in the Chunya Chayfasichin was Isaac in saving, digging burrows that people Yidden Oyle Regolim should have water to drink. It's not Mistarver. Can't be that Hashem would make it that her own child, his own daughter, died in a bar. That can't be. Therefore, he knew for sure that she would live. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba said, Afa Pekain, even so, Meis B'nai B'tzoma. What happened was, though, that Nechunya's son did die because of thirst. And why? Because Shinam Apostolic says, Usviva of Nishra Miyoid. That means around him is very like a hair. That means, Malamet Shakarash Baruchu Medantek Im Sviva Kuchut Asara. Hakarash Baruchu checks out very carefully with the people around him, mamish like a hairline. In other words, a little bit wrong they do, Hashem gives them the punishment. Rabbi Chanin Omer Meyachor, Chitz of Nisposik, Keil Narets Besoid Kadoshim, Rab of Neuro Akol Svivov. Whoever is around you is Neuro, like has to be afraid. Have you a Shemayim for any little bit of chet they do, Hashem gives them the punishment. So here, like it wasn't really a theory to what we said before. As for the daughter to drown in the water that he was Isaac in saving people by digging burrows, that Hashem would not make the Midi Keneged Midah. But over here, it's time that the son should die because of thirst, that could be. That's not directly a stira to what he was doing, digging the burrows. As to die drowned in a burr, that's a stira. But to dry die machmas thirst, that could have happened. Now the Mishnah says, Afilu Shoma Min Hanoshim. Even if we only heard it from a lady that told us that a man died. Or else, Aneris Meis Ishkleini, Dayoi. We believe her that the man died, and his wife now is allowed to get married. Rabbi Yehuda Leimer, Afilu Shama Minatinoikos. Even if you only hear young girls, children talking, I remember they're saying, Harayano Holchim Lispoid, we're going now to a Hesped, Velikforos Ishpoini, we're going now to bury this and this person. We believe the Tinoikos, even though they're kids, still we believe them that person died, and his wife is allowed to get married. Now the Mishnah says, Bein Shum Iskavin, whether the person saying the Eidus has in mind to say it, but there is Eidus, who Bein Shainim Iskavin, whether it's only like Mesiach of Netumai, he doesn't have in mind to say it, but there is Eidus. Still we believe him. Rabbi Yehuda ben Babaraim, it depends. Be Yisrael, Afa Pishum Iskavin, true, by a Jew, even though he has Kabbalah to come to say an Eidus, we believe in Eidechot, even in Isha we believe. But if it's a guy coming and telling us that somebody died, then the locherism, if the guy is coming to tell us Eidus, we don't believe him. We have to be afraid maybe he's a liar. As only we'll see in the Gemara, it's only a klal of Mesiach of Netumai, is in Yemen. Mizristam comes and tells the story, not Paturis of Din Edis, but just to tell us what happened, then we can even believe a guy that the person is dead and his wife is allowed to remarry. So where is the question now? The Dilmulay Azli, how could you believe the Tanoikis, the little kids, that they said that they're going to Levaya? Maybe they never went. They're only kidding around, they're only playing around. They're telling us that they just came back from the Hespid, or from burying the person. Not that they're going, but they just came back. For the Gemara still, maybe the kids were playing with grasshoppers, and the grasshopper died. And they called them on the name. In other words, they're playing around, they buried the grasshopper. And they set a spade them on the grasshopper. And they gave the grasshopper name of Yaakov ben Shimon. And now they're coming back and saying, we just came back from the Hespid. So how do we believe the kids still? Maybe they're only playing around? Sumer says, to Kamri, that the kids say over, we asked them that Kach v'chein v'chein rabbonon hevayosim, that the kids have to tell us exactly what happened there by the Hespid. That there were so many and so many amount of rabbonon there. Kein v'chein tzavdoni hevayosim. This amount of people said a spade them. So they have to tell us over exactly what happened, then we believe them. By a goy, the Mishnah says, if he has kavana to say edus, we don't believe him. But if he's not mischaven, then we do believe him. What does kavana mean that it's no good? Not only stam he has in mind to say bateris edus, but he has in mind to be mate the wife. We'll soon see what that means, how it is. Avon mischaven lahoyid. But if he just comes to tell us a statement, an edus, that the man died, edus the edus, then we do believe him. Talmud Gemara says, Hechi Yadinan, how do we know the difference, what he means to say? It's like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Bo lebezdin v'yomer ish pleini meis. If he comes to Bezdin, Stam tells us somebody died, and he see you as ishtoi. But the guy also says he should know now his wife is allowed to get married. Zeh neskaven hater. That's called the guy is coming with kavonim to be matav yisha. And then we don't believe him, we're afraid maybe he's lying. Mashenkin may stam, if the guy just tells us that so-and-so died, and he doesn't talk about his wife, zel neskavim liedis. That's called neskavim liedis, that then we believe the guy. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says. We'll soon see the law, we don't hold like this. And it's benamu, we also learned like this, Amar Resh Lakish, leshonu velesh neskavim lahatir, only if the guy has in mind to be mata, to make it that the wife could get married. This Omalei Rabbi Yechon, said back, Loi kach hoye ma'isa. No, it's not true. Wasn't there a ma'isa bushia? Rabbi Shetirim im Shemayna v'chamishas kainim, that they wanted to be mata such a case to believe the guy. And Omalehem, they said back to them that loy shonu v'lish neskavim lahatir. Avon neskavim lahoye they do say edus. That's what they said over. As they said over, that's the locha, that if a guy comes to say edus, we believe him. It's only when he comes to be matter that we don't believe him. And the ma'isa there was, v'loy hoidu loy chachomim. But the chachomim did not agree. The chachomim said, no, as long as the guy has the mind to say the Torah's edus, we do not believe the guy. For the Gemara Elam, Asdis, Nivtoni, V'loy chachomim, Moye, Mishkavim, Edus, the edus. But Mashma, if he was not Mishkavim, then we do believe him. Hechi Mishkachas lo, how is the case that we believe the guy? And for the Gemara, V'mesiach lefei tumay. That means he's not telling us the statement of the Torah's edus. He doesn't know, we want to know what he's telling us. He's telling us himself a story. That's called Masich Vetumah. He's just telling you over what happened. And when he just tells you over what happened by his own will, his own free will, then we say we have no reason to say he's lying, then we'll believe him. The Gemara says, Amaisa, what's the case? Ki Yehuda Hevi Kiyomar, a guy was walking through the streets, Fiyozel, and he was saying like this, Man Ika Ben Chiyuva, Man Ika Ben Chiyuva. Where is the house? Where does Ben Chiyuva live? And he said, you know why? Because Shachev Chiyuva, because Chiyuva, this person died. That's what the guy was saying. He was just telling us a story like that. And the Yintzav of Rav Yosef Lidvei Suwa, Rav Yosef let his wife get married. In other words, we believe the guy to say that Ben Chiyuva died. And now who, another case happened, to have a Komar, a guy was going, Komar v'yoz, a guy was walking down the street and saying, they lay leparshos rizo, oy vey to that fast, the swift rider, to heavy Pumpadisa, that was in Pumpadisa, the shochev, that he died. And when we heard the guy say this, the insav of Rabbi Yosef let his wife get married, V'teimer Rava l'dvei suin. Some say it was Rava that let his wife get married. V'etohu t'evi koma v'yozlop. A guy was going through the streets and he was saying, Manika be'chasa. Where is be'chasa? Where's his house? Why? Because tova chasa. Chasa drowned. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Holakim, like a shul, like Hashem, like ochl kavri l'chasa, that a fish ate up chasa. In other words, that it really died. So Gemara said that midibur the Rav Nachman, because of what Rav Nachman said, ozla deveisua the chasa v'intzava. The wife of chasa went and got married. In other words, she believed that her husband really died. Now bleomru love lemidi, and nobody stopped her. So Amar Rav Ashi said like this. Sheman Minav, here we have a proof that Hor Diyom Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin say, that Mayim Shein Lehem Soif, in a case where somebody says he saw somebody drowned in like a big lake, like an ocean, where you can't see the ends, that Ishto Yasura, that we say the wife, is not allowed to believe it, and she can't get married, Hani Mila Lechatchila, that's only Lechatchila, she should not get married. Avol Inosav, let's say she didn't listen and she went and got married, we don't make a give a get. We let her stay married. Because that was the story over here. We only heard from a guy that said that he drowned. It was in a big ocean. That you couldn't see the ends. And still when the Isha got married, they did not tell her to give a get. And Ika the Amri, some say no, even a bigger Kiddush. That Antzavar Rav Nachman L'Dvesua. Rav Nachman let the wife get married L'Chatchila. Why? Aya was Mayim Shein Lem Soif, you can't see the ends. The Teretz is Rav Nachman held like this, that Omar Chasa Gabar Rabba, this person was a great person. Gabar Rabbi, he was a great person. So therefore, in Issa the Solik, if he would have gotten up another place, like we say, the Samar always is by a big lake, we're afraid maybe the waves, the ocean, pushed him and he came up another place. Here, if he would have come up someplace down the road, is called Islay. There would have been a curl everybody was spoke about, but a great person came up. We would have found about Kurnis Le Milsa. And therefore, since the Kurl did not come back, therefore, even the Chachivish is allowed to get married. But the Gemara says, V'lohi, no, it's wrong. That Loishino Gavra Rabba, Loishino Lav Gavra Rabba. It doesn't make a difference whether the person is a great person or not. The Klal is the Yevet in Le Chachivish Loi. Or it's only by the Yevet that if she got married, we don't tell her to go out to get a get. Mashenka Le Chachivish Loi. The wife is not allowed to get married if only she heard news that he drowned in a mayim shein lehem soif. Now the Gemara says, "Who avi kechovim? A guy came. Who avi kechovim? Devi koma leli Yisrael. A guy came over to a Jew and said to a Jew like this: Kotel as pasto. I want you to cut down some grass for shadi lechiyua and give it to my animals to eat b'Shabbat on Shabbos. I want you like to be on a challah Shabbos for me. And vi loy, if you're not going to do it." I'm going to kill you. By Yisrael, just like I killed this and this Jew. The Amri, I told him, the Amri lay, Bashali Kadera b'Shabbos. I told him, cook for me some food on Shabbos. For Loi Bishali, he did not listen to me. V'katil say, and I killed him. That's what this guy came. This guy came to a Jew and said, I want you to cut down the grass for me on Shabbos. And if you don't do it, I'm going to kill you the same way I killed this other Jew. So the question is now, can we believe this guy that this other Jew was really dead or not, that he really killed him or not? So the Maisa was Shoma de Beisua, the wife of that Jew heard the guy say, the Osla Kaima de Baye, so she came and asked Abaye, what's the locha? Do I have a right to believe this guy now that he killed my husband? Can I get married or not? Is Abaye didn't know